Well, good morning, everybody. And I have no idea. I think this is probably just for the cameras and not actually amplifying my voice, so I'll speak loudly. I'm Assemblymember Mark Berman, and it's my privilege to represent Campbell and West San Jose in the California State Assembly. And first off, I want to give a huge thank you to Campbell Union School District for hosting us at Castlemont Elementary School and for collaborating with us on this initiative to make all California students safer. I want to take a moment to acknowledge that this is a deeply personal and painful subject for the Castlemont community. And I know that the pain and trauma of losing a student in 2022 is still very real for the community. It actually brought back memories for me when I was in middle school in Palo Alto 30 years ago. A middle school student, she was a year or two younger than I was killed biking to school. It was not in the school zone. But the devastation that has for the family, first and foremost, for the students of the school that are so young, they can hardly process that. And then just for the broader community, for the administrators, for the teachers, for the elected officials, for the entire community, that's a really deep, deep pain that no community should have to go through. And I know that having us here and just having this conversation can bring back that pain. So really appreciate all of you for participating and supporting this effort. Today, together, we channel that grief into a desperately needed conversation about school zone safety in Campbell and across California. I've heard from too many parents concerned about close calls in front of schools or tragically kids being hit by cars and seriously injured or even killed. There are changes we can make to update our policies and advance school zone safety, putting kids and adults' well-being first. That is why we are here to announce AB 2583, the Safer School Zones Act. School zone signs in California lower the speed limit, quote, when children are present, which is a standard that's difficult for drivers to know how to comply with. It's difficult to enforce, and it does not appropriately protect school employees, parents, or other caregivers. That's why only six other states mandate the use of the, quote, when children are present language. The majority of other states, including New York, Texas, Oregon, to Michigan, all across the country, they utilize timeframes. With this change, we'll achieve higher compliance with the school zone speed limit, which is critically important to student safety. The Safer School Zone Act will also lower speeds in school zones to 25 miles per hour or less. And of the 39 states that set a maximum school zone speed limit by statute, California is one of just 9 states in the country with a school zone speed limit greater than 20 miles per hour. While California allows cities to lower school zones, speed limits in certain areas, limitations on this option keep traffic too fast in far too many school zones. The research is as intuitive as it is true. The faster you drive, the more dangerous you become. For example, the risk of death for a pedestrian is 3 times higher if hit by a car going 25 miles per hour than if hit by a car going 15 miles per hour. Lastly, this bill also pushes cities to better plan for school zones. These changes will make our streets safer for students, parents, and school employees, and will align California with the majority of other states across the country. That's why AB 2583, the Safer School Zones Act, is supported by street safety advocates, doctors and pediatricians, and school employees.